I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, feedback regarding the Tigers. This game is on the smartest guy in the room, Hinch. He took three at-bats away from Carpenter tonight in a game you needed runs. Two of those three at-bats would have been against righties. Jones 0-for-3. And then so sick of seeing Jones in place for in the place of our best hitter, Carp. It's ridiculous. Please stop. You know, I mean, he's pulled strings before. He took Carp out the other day, put Veerling, and Veerling hit a bomb. He's not going to get them all right.
No, and it's worked before where he's put Jamai Jones and he's come up with a big hit. But Jamai Jones over the last, like I mentioned, his last 60 at-bats, it's not a very good percentage for him.
Yeah.
So, and he's the last guy on the roster.
Yep.
So that's a guy that can be subbed out if they want to go and try to find something else.
All right, so Lions and Dolphins joint practices have wrapped up, and we're joined now by Christian Mahogany from the Detroit Lions offensive line. I don't want to overstate the case here, but did you guys just whoop their ass?
We'll answer
that.
We'll see on the film. We'll see on the film later.
Smart answer. everything we looked here, your offense over here was scoring, and your defense was stopping them.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you feel – slide the mic up a little bit.
Yeah, the energy was good. I didn't feel the defensive side, but obviously you guys – I believe you guys' words. So, but offensively, we did our thing, I feel like, a little bit. We got the ball rolling.
Yeah. A lot is being asked of you and the interior of the offensive line. How ready are you for this challenge?
I'm excited, you know. I've said it before, pressure makes diamonds, you know. So I'm ready to go. I mean, I feel confident. We got a good group, young guys, some younger, some older. We got guys all the same age, you know, way more experience, maybe less. Like Tate, Panay, and I are all the same age, but Panay's got 5 years, my second. Tate's is first, so, you know, and then we got the two old guys, you know, like to take care of them as well, but they take care of us more than we take care of them, so.
So talk about the progression of what it was like for you as a rookie last year, and then at the end of the season when you're getting some big-time reps, and now you've got your second training camp to go through and how different it feels for you and how you mentioned you're more confident. Yeah. Where can you kind of point to where it is?
You know, last year I didn't really get a training camp. You know, I had mono. I came down with that. It was a bad case of mono and stuff like that. And then I came in, you know, no expectations from anybody really. I just came and tried to do my thing. I'll just hold it. I just came and tried to do my thing late in the season to try and get reps. You know, Coach Fraley, Coach Campbell, when my practice window opened, that was big for me. I tried to just learn and get as much reps. I didn't know if I would play or not. And then those reps definitely help. You know, I played in two games last year. It just – we got that out the way, you know. So now there's no excuse for anything on my part. I just got to continue to build and grow.
When you did get that playing time, did you know right away, hey, I belong? Or did it take a few reps, a few series, a few – both games?
You know, it's good feedback, of course, the games. But, you know, hearing it from your teammates, the other coaches, the D-line, they're like, okay, like you do this really well and stuff like that. So I kind of had a feel. I felt like, you know, in practice I was doing some good things. So I felt like I belonged for sure.
Right side, left side, does it matter
for
you?
No, it doesn't matter. I played both. You know, right maybe more comfortable, maybe a little different, but now – full-time left, so I'm going to just keep doing my thing for sure.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
You want to switch out the headset there and see if we can get a better one? Because this one's continuing to give him problems, and we'll sort this out. Is that better?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so today, Amon-Ra looked uncoverable. Do you have any sense for that, like in practice when you're blocking for him?
Yeah, doesn't he always feel like that though? You know, uncoverable. Yeah. He works very hard. He's one of the best guys I've ever been around. You know, just people in general, not just football players. He was obviously raised really well. He's a good person, and he's humble. You know, later guy drafted, and he has an edge, and he always keeps that chip on his shoulder, no matter the case. He got paid, whatever. He's still the same guy. So I love Amon-Ra.
Is there an advantage for having the three of you guys in the interior kind of coming in together at the same time as opposed to you know, one guy starts 1 year, another guy starts another year, and then 3 years down the road, you bring in a third guy. But you guys are all going in there together this year.
Yeah, I feel like our chemistry and we're meshing really well, you know, what we like to say, what we don't like to say, you know, how Tate likes to block, how I like to block, how Graham sees blocks fit, everything. It's just we all talk to each other initially. And, like, last year we had, you know, myself go in and Yodi. We had all those guys, but we were just one piece to, like, a structure. So it's kind of like you have to gel all in one, and then it all comes together very quick.
So we're growing very accustomed to guys that are, I don't know, six-round picks becoming quality starters. What is the secret to the sauce? What is Brad Holmes seeing in guys like yourself and others where he's getting starters out of every round of the draft?
I don't know. You know, I felt, you know, I don't like to live in the past, but I felt really good about, you know, my combine and everything of that nature, like that whole draft process. Maybe a team, you know, I don't know what was said, what was done. I don't know. Behind closed doors, but you know, I fell, you know, into the perfect scenario. Maybe it was better for me in a case. You know, it makes me have a chip on my shoulder, and I always remember those days, and it just fuels me and makes me a better player.
You know, you have probably not a huge sense for this, but you know, lifelong Detroiters here, and it you used to get the sense that when guys came to Detroit, that the reaction was, "Oh, I'm going to Detroit." And now, it feels like it's changed.
Yeah, I texted. Like, we are in, like, my Madden group chat. Like, we're doing, like, a franchise before the draft, obviously.
Right.
And I was like, I said, before Zeitler got signed here, I was like, imagine, like, myself and Panay Sewell, like, on deuce blocks. Like, what would that be like? I said, I'll be – Detroit's, like, a premier spot.
And what did your boys in the Madden group chat think of that?
They thought, like, they were like, holy – you know, I can't say, but they were like, holy – like – you know, so, I mean, and we saw it live in the game, so it felt really good to play next to Panay Deck as well. So, it's unbelievable. Those are the guys, not Panay, but like Decker, you know, I grew up on, you know, yep. Watching young guy Madden, all that stuff.
How is your Madden game?
Oh, I love Madden. That's my favorite game. I like Madden, 2K. I like everything, really. I play all the games. MLB, I'm sneaky. I love MLB The Show.
Yeah.
I'm a sneaky MLB guy. I don't really like to go to the games as much, but the game's the game.
So who do you play with?
So we play, like, Diamond Dynasty. It's like create your own player. Like, it's like Madden Ultimate Team, but just baseball players.
Gotcha. Could you create yourself as a player?
No, I can, come on. I would, but, I mean, I can only play catcher or first base. That's all I could do. I'm not, like, agile. I'm not doing shortstop or center field or anything like that.
Which young guy has impressed you, whether a player you've gone against? I mean, you're a young guy. I don't know. Yeah. But who's caught your eye?
I think Isaac Tesla is really doing really well, you know, sitting on the sideline at games. I feel like he has a good catch ball point with the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks know that he can go up and get it at any time, and he blocks well. That's his thing. Like, we saw it today. He got some reps with the ones. He's blocking all the way in the end zone. You know, that's what we preach here. So I'm glad he's able to adjust to the culture. So Tesla and Tate, of course, Tate's mind is really sharp for, you know, I mean, he's not a young guy, but, you know, for being someone, a rookie, you know. So
does it get annoying to have to pronounce the last name and emphasize the extra ah
mahogany?
Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla. No, I call him Mailtron, like Mailtron.
we've heard yeah, that going
that's
around.
That's what I call him, Mailtron. Optimus Prime is good because it's the opposite of, you know, Megatron.
Right.
So he wears 18. So we'll see how they all fits in.
Well, it's been exciting, obviously, to see. What about being the hunted? You guys are clearly the hunted now.
In terms of what? Everything?
Just everybody's like the league.
I don't think we feel that way. You know, I feel like, you know, Coach Campbell, Mr. Holmes, everyone here that's been here for the long journey, you know, they don't feel that way. It's still the opposite. Everyone on the outside could feel like, oh, we're coming after the Lions, but we're coming after you. That's how we feel. Like, it's not, oh, sit back, this is ours. We still got to go. Still got a lot to do.
Do you hear that respect? Mr. Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, yeah. I did hear Mr. Holmes.
That's straight up respect.
Huh. Well, hey, look, great to be joined by you. Best of luck this year.
Thank you.
And you look ready for it.
I'm ready.
And the offense looks ready for it. Right. I feel like the defense got you guys ready for today.
They're really good. You know, our defense really good. Coach Shep, he's got those boys rolling. You know, Hutch brings the energy that's unbelievable.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, he's at times it seems like, you know, he's unblockable. You know, we got good guys on the D-line. We got vet guys, Tyleek coming in. We got DJ Reader. You know, he's a hard-to-move guy, you know. We got Aleem coming back. Don't sleep on Aleem. Aleem's last year unblockable, in my opinion, as well.
Joint practice versus preseason game, which do you prefer?
I don't know. I haven't played in a preseason yet.
That's right. You didn't play last year.
I didn't play last year, and I haven't got the opportunity to play. Like,
so I think he's saying joint practice.
Yeah, joint practice.
Sounds like joint practice.
All right. Well, good luck at Madden and MLB The Show.
Thank you.
Pleasure
thank you
meeting
so much.
You.
Thanks
for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
Christian Mahogany off the Detroit Lions offensive line joining us here on Carson Anderson. 248-539-9797 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Call my guy Steve and his crew over there if you ever need a lawyer for an accident. Because Michigan Auto Law is the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.